Water scarcity is one of the key issues dominating the forum. Last week, the United Nations released its latest research on water, which paints a bleak picture of increasing demand and diminishing supplies. Gerhard Payen is an advisor on water to the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and president of the International Federation of Private Water Operators, an association that connects international organizations with private sector providers of water and sanitation services. He says the UN report is an important wake-up call to the world.
The reality today is that water scarcity is increasing in many parts of the world because of increasing users and also partly because of climate change. So this is the reality. So easy water is over. In the future, we will have to manage water more carefully. There are potential conflicts. So if governments don't care about that, conflicts will emerge. And this is too at local, at regional and international level. It is a collective responsibility. All of us have a role to play. We have to realize that we are so numerous on this planet that easy water is over.
The Middle East, according to the UN report, is a potential flashpoint, particularly between Israel and its neighbors, because of dwindling water supplies. Turkey, the host of the World Water Forum, is offering a solution that could help ease those tensions. The Turkish government is proposing to sell water to Israel from its eastern Mediterranean coast. Duan Altınbilek, the former head of Turkey's General Directorate of State Hydraulic Works, is one of the architects of the plan.
This is the most water-short area in the world. I have a stack of books in my home on the topic of the water wars in the Middle East. There are at least a dozen authors who are mentioning that if there will be a war in the Middle East, it will be because of water. We will make a profit, but not large amount of profit. We know that. So here is a resource which is really, really short, and you are making it available.
The project is still in the planning stages, with discussions over security, logistics, and cost underway with Israel. However, some experts have raised environmental concerns over the plan. The commercialization of water and the role of the private sector is a major issue at the forum. Outside the World Water Forum, hundreds of protesters demonstrated against what they call the privatization of water. Critics of the forum accuse it of being too closely associated with business interests. An alternative forum set up by dozens of non-governmental organizations is expected to open in Istanbul later this week. Mark Hayes of Corporate Accountability International says water privatization offers no solution to the world's water problems.
Right now, when you look at how water policy has played out over the past 10 or 15 years, these private companies working closely with the World Bank, working closely with even some parts of the UN, have really dictated the agenda, and the result has been privatization fiascos in Latin America and Africa and Southeast Asia, as well as a growing trend towards commodification of water with a growing, hugely explosive growth of the bottled water market. They've had their chance to prove that privatization can solve this problem, and it's pretty clear, even from some of their own sources, that it is not a panacea.
The role of the private sector in helping to deal with the growing challenges of conserving and delivering safe water to the world's population is another key issue at the forum. Gerhard Payen of the International Federation of Private Water Operators says there is a role for both private and public sectors. He adds that pragmatism should triumph over ideology.
Today, there is a divide between the 3.5 billion people who have access to tap water and the 300 billion who have no access to tap water either at home or in the immediate vicinity. So there is a big divide in the world between those who benefit from the public water service and those who don't benefit from it. In the past 15 years, we know that private operators provided access to water to more than 25 million people, mostly poor people. So the issue today is, when do we want that all people get safe and reliable access to water? This is the main issue. For those people, the most important is to get access to water.
The World Water Forum also offers a week-long venue for government representatives from some 150 countries to discuss strategies for providing safe water for their people. These meetings are being held behind closed doors, away from the main venue. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.